The Commission on Torah Projects of Agudas Yisrael of America is pleased to introduce Harav Nissen Kaplan, Rosh Yeshiva, Yeshiva Smir, Yerushalayim. Harav Kaplan.
Shalom uvracha. We're standing now before the 3 weeks, Shloshes HaShavuos, Be'ezras Hashem Yisbarach. And Shabbos will start the tkufa that is called the 3 weeks, that is called in Chazal Yemei Bein HaMetzorim. Chazal teach us what is called Yemei Bein HaMetzorim, the time in between the 3 weeks of Shavuos or Betamuz. And Tisha B'Av is called Yemei Bein HaMetzorim. The Pasuk in Eicha says, so the Pashtus of Kol Roitfeo Yisiguo Ben HaMetzorim means that in between two gates, the Oivim managed to get Klal Yisrael. But Rashi brings down a Medrash Agode, Kol Roitfeo Yisiguo Ben HaMetzorim means Eilu Yomim Sheben Yudzayin Betamuz Letisha B'Av. This is the tkufa that is called Yemei Bein HaMetzorim. The 21 days from Shavuos or Betamuz till Tisha B'Av is called Yemei Bein HaMetzorim. And I want to maybe a little bit to explain the Avodah Sayoim, the tkufa, the Avona, what is Yemei Bein HaMetzorim? The Maharsho and Pchoyres Nafches gives a hint to this Havana. We have 21 days in between Shavuos or Betamuz and Tisha B'Av. The Maharsho explains this 21 days in between Shavuos or Betamuz and Tisha B'Av are Shove, we have connected them another 21 days in between Rosh Hashanah and Simchas Torah. You're right, at Rosh Hashanah, Simchas Torah, at Shmini Atzeres, we really have 22 days from Rosh Hashanah till in the end of Shmini Atzeres. But the answer is, even in Chof Aleph, days of Yemei Ben HaMetzorim, we really have 22 days, because Chazal tells us that Tisha B'Av really had to be in the Asiri, in the 10th of Av, because the main time, the Iker time, that this Hamikdash was burning was the Asiri B'Av. Just Chazal was Kiveya, the Novi was Kiveya, the Tainis, and Tisha B'Av, when that was the beginning of the burning of the Beis Hamikdash. So it's also really 22 days. But anyway, the Maharsho explains that the 21 days of Ben HaMetzorim is connected to 21 days from Rosh Hashanah till Simchas Torah. What is the Havana? So they explain the Havana is, what happened in Shavuos or Betamuz? We know Chazal tell us five things happened in Shavuos or Betamuz. Nishtabru aluchis. When Moshe Rabbeinu went down of Har Sinai and he saw Klal Yisrael dancing to the Hegel, he dropped the luchis and he broke the luchis. Nishavuos or Betamuz, nishtabru aluchis. The second thing happened was Botel Atomit. The third thing is Hufka Ir, they broke the Chaim of Yerushalayim, the Bayesheni. The fourth thing is Soraf Afastrimus as a Torah. Afastrimus burned the Torah. And the fifth thing is Humad Selam Beicho. So these are the five reasons that we'll be fasting and Shavuos or Betamuz, that this year is Chal and Shabbos and we fast on Sunday. What is the first thing, the main thing that happened? Nishtabru aluchos. What happened when Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Har Sinai and he saw them dancing to the eagle, to the golden eagle? He dropped the luchos. Chazal, the Pasuk says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, lech reid kishiches amcho. And Moshe Rabbeinu goes down, vayares ha'egel v'samechoylois, and he drops the luchos. The Spoma asks the following question. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, Lech reid keshichas amcho. Hashem told him, Lech reid keshichas amcho. Klal Yisrael, soru maher min haderech, they left the way, osu lohem egel maseicho. They did an egel. Moshe goes down, Hashem told him already that they did an egel. So he knows already that he did an egel. Why doesn't drop the luchas in the Shomayim? Why he comes down with the luchas and only drops them when he sees the egel? So some of folks want to say, Hashem told him, but when he saw the egel, you know, when you know about something is one thing. When you see it, then you have to drop it. But that question is very, that pshat is very shver, even that maybe in the Goyen is mashma like that. Because when the nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu was a spaklario ameira, was the clearest nevuah in the world. Tel peadabar boy, b'mare v'loy v'chidus. Hashem told him, lechred, Moshe is like exactly like he sees the eagle. It's exactly like he sees it. So why he didn't drop the luchas in the Shomayim? Some want to say another answer. He specially took it down to show Klal Yisrael that he's dropping it. But the Pashtus is not like that. The Pashtus is, the question is, why he didn't drop the luchas in the Shomayim? Hashem told him, Lech reid keshichas amcho, and he doesn't drop it. And only when he comes down, Vayaras ha'egelis ha'mecholos, and then he drops the luchas. So the Spoma answers, you're right that Hashem told him, Sohu ma'er min ha'derech osu lo'em egel ma'seicho. But it says, Vayar, it doesn't say Vayaras ha'egel. He saw that dancing. When he saw that dancing for the egel, they happy to do the egel. They happy to do the bad. Then he said, if Klal Yisrael doing the egel, but inside deeply they're not happy about it. They're doing aveira, they have a yitzhahorah, but there's a kind of guilt inside, a kind of a bad feeling. I could fix Klal Yisrael, I could bring them back to the luchos. But when he saw the egel and the mecholos, and he realizes the mecholos, and he sees the happiness of the mecholos, he realizes no more chance. There's no way to fix this chet. I have to break the luchas and start everything from the beginning. Vayares egel v'amecholos. He saw the egel and the mecholos, the dancing, the happiness. When he realized that, he had to drop the luchas and start everything. So what happened in Shivaso B'Tammuz? Nishtabru aluchos. We don't say they were doing the egel. Nishtabru aluchos. The Klal Yisrael lost the luchos. Why? Because they were dancing. It's a egel v'amecholos. They were happy to do bad. That was the beginning. Can I get that? Sim Shivaso B'Tammuz, like the Magen Avraham brings down, the Mishnah Berurah brings down. Nasru lonu harekudim u'mecholos. We were happy for doing bad. We're not allowed to have any more rekidim u'mecholos. We're not allowed to dance and sing with mecholos. This was the beginning of the chet. They were happy to do bad. Such the gzeira starts in these days. We're not allowed to be happy. We have to remember we're sad for what happened in the Churban. Klal Yisrael go down and down till they come to Tisha B'Av. What happens in Tisha B'Av? Klal Yisrael, not only that they're happy to do bad, they're sad that they're Yidden. Baruch HaMishpecho Yisrael, Nit Naroish V'Nashuva Mitzrayimo. Not only that they're happy to do bad, they're sad that they're good. They're sad that they're hidden. They're sad about the Arayas. They're sad about the Kabbalah Satere. Nit no roish v'nashuvu Mitzrayimo. They start to cry. The Tere says, Atem b'chisem b'chiyo shel chinom. Tivku b'chiyo ledoyos. The punishment goes down and down. We cry. We lost the Beis HaMikdosh. And every year we cry on the same reason. So the Seder is, first Klal Yisrael are happy to do bad, and then it goes even worse, not only happy to do bad, just Klal Yisrael go down, and they're sad to be good. This is the Tzur of the Chet. This is the 3 weeks when Klal Yisrael and Rosh Chodesh, Tishrei and Rosh Hashanah are starting to do tshuva. They start from the lower part. They handle from the worst part. What is Rosh Hashanah? Rosh Hashanah is Yom Apri. How Rosh Hashanah is called? Yom Trua. The Medrash says Yom Yevava, day of crying. We know we blow Shvorim Trua. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah explains Shvorim like a person cries. First he cries with big sounds. And then Trua, like the baby cries. And the Gemara says, why Shvorim and then Trua? Because the way a person cries, first he cries with big cries, and then he cries with small. Yolil v'hodah goniach. Goniach v'hodah yolil, zog the Gemara. So Rosh Hashanah is called Yom Trua. The whole day is called Yom Yevavo. Not only that, the Mishneh Berurah brings down from the Ari HaKadosh, Shenoag Liskeres Bo Dan on the Ber Heitev, Simen Tov Kuf Pei Daled, I think Siv Kotn Gimel, the Ber Heitev, Shenoag Liskeres Bo Rosh Hashanah V'Yom HaKippurim, and the Ari HaKadosh said, Shemisha'enoi Boiche B'Yomim Eilu, Ein Ishmosoi Toivo V'Shleimo. And he said, Misha Boiche Bo Rosh Hashanah V'Yom Kippur Me'atzmoi P'chi Yagdoilo, Me'elov, he knows that then he has the din. They said the Sheikh says a couple times, Ve'yorer el-apchi, ve'yorer el-apchi. Also in the Pasuk, in Nehemiah and Rosh Hashanah says, Al tis'ablu v'al tifku, to who you say it, to people that cry. And as Sarasim Mitshuva carries on, we crying and what? We crying that we did bad. It's again, it's a fixing. The chet was, first we were happy to do bad. That's time doing bad. And then we were sad that we're good. Sad that we isn't. And now Klal Yisrael has started to do tshuva. First, they're sad that they did bad. This is Rosh Hashanah. And it goes brighter and more and more and more. We get to Sukkot. We start to be happy that we're Yidden. Till there comes the Simchas Torah. We take out the Torah. And we dance around the Torah. Back with the Torah, back to the Torah. First in Sukkot, every day, like the Goyim says, we take out the Torah and we go around it with the lulav. The seventh day, we go around it 7 times. And then the Simchas Torah, Shmini Atzeres, we take the Torah and we dance and we dance. And this is the Kapore. We happy to be good. We want to be with the Torah. And after we want to be with the Torah, we are with the Torah, and we're Rekudim u'mecholes. So we're coming now, and Shivos of the Tammuz starting this whole Tkufa. The first Tkufa is the Tkufa of the Chet. And Keneged the Chet, Keneged that we were happy to do bad, Nesru lanu Rekudim u'mecholes. And then we mamshich and mamshich, till we cry, we get a punishment where we cry for the Chet. This is Tisha B'Av. We were sad to be Yidden, so we had to have Pchia L'Doyrois. And Keneged that come the Chof Aleph Yomim Shel Rosh Hashanah Ab Simchas Torah. First we cry that we did bad. We start from the bad and we go to the edge that we're happy that we have the Torah. This is the Hezbollah I heard. One of the halachas is that, you know, you're not allowed to eat in Tisha Sayomim Boso V'Yayin. But if you do a siyum, you're allowed. So in a lot of camps, there's a minig that we do siyum. Now, I'm not going into the halacha shayle, what siyum is matir to eat, and what siyum is not matir to eat, if they do it purposely or not. But some people do not like this minig. Even if you have the halacha, it's good. Why? Because they said it's against the idea of Chazal. Chazal said that you have to say, not to eat basar and yayin. And here you're doing a siyum. You rather be a locher, it's okay. So I want to explain to Melamed Zchus on this minhag. Because the whole idea of the sad, of Tisha Sayamim, we cry that we did bad. Klal Yisrael were crying. It started, Shivos HaBetam was samach to do bad, and Tisha B'Av that they were sad to be good. What happened because of that? What happened because they couldn't be mecholos? Because we were happy to do bad, we lost the Torah. Nishtabru aluchos. Years later, Saraf HaFasrimus HaSatoyo. This is the reason the Torah was burned. Later was Xerus, that Torah was burned. Why? Because when we're happy to do bad, we lose the Torah. The tikkun is, the spitz of the tikkun of Shivas of the Tammuz is, Simchas Torah, that we take the Torah, and we dance with the Torah, and we're excited with the Torah. This is the takkunah be'etzem of the Shivas of the Tammuz and the Avelus of Tisha B'Av. Because this is the takkunah. Because this is the Eitzah, the Melech. When we make a Siyum, what is a Siyum? What is a Siyum? A Siyum is, we're happy that we learn Torah. We're dancing with the Torah. So Siyum is the opposite of the Siva of the punishment. So again, I'm not saying that a person could go with his Svaris and to say, oh, I'm doing a Siyum because of that I could eat basal and drink wine. The Torah, Chazal gave such a aloche. That a Siyum is matter to eat basal and to drink wine. But we have, but it's against the Ruach, against the idea, Chazal warned me not to eat basal v'yayin. The Torah says, but when I do a Siyum, and I'm giving over a message to everyone, I'm happy that I learned Torah. The Hashivus of Torah, the Hatzlacha of Torah. So this is exactly the Tikkun of the Chet. This is why the Mefoshim explained that Tammuz, now we have Shivos of the Tammuz, Chodesh Tammuz, is Tov Mem Vav Zayin Rosh HaTevis, Zman Tshuvo, Memashmesh Vebo. Then we have Chodesh Ov of Tisha B'Av, Ov is Aleph Beit Rosh HaTevis, Elul Bo, and then Elul comes. Because all of this Kufa that is starting Be'ez Hashem Shabbos, finishing in Simchas Torah, is one Kufa. It's called the Tkufa Chof Aleph Yoim from Shivos HaBetamuz till Tisha B'Av, and then we have 21 days from Rosh Hashanah till Sukkot. In between we have the 50 days, it's the same 50 days that we have from Pesach till Kabbalah Satorah. This year, we have a famous question that G'dayi Le'olam were discussing, the Avni Nezer and the Maharsham. In the short time that we have, I want to discuss this halacha question. If a kid became bar mitzvah Sunday, he has to fast this year Shivos HaBetamuz or not? If a kid will become bar mitzvah Sunday, and of, the 10th of Av, he will have to fast Tisha B'Av or not? What is the question? And even I will ask another question, the Ephraim discusses it. If someone was sick Shabbos, this Shabbos, someone sick cannot fast. Sunday he feels good. He has to fast Sunday or not. What is the question? Now the Nezer discusses the question and the following Shaila. Why we know that the day that we have to fast is Shivos HaBetamuz. The day that we have to fast is Tisha B'Av. We will discuss now Shivos HaBetamuz. The day that we're fasting had to be Shivos HaBetamuz, and this year is Shabbos. We can fast in Shabbos. So we fast on Sunday. So what is the Pshat? Sunday is Tashlumim for Shabbos. And because it's Tashlumim for Shabbos, someone that did not have to fast in Shabbos doesn't have to have the Tashlumim. Cannot have the Tashlumim. Or we'll say, now it was pushed off to Sunday. The day to fast is Sunday. So the Mele, if someone became a Gadol on Sunday, his Bar Mitzvah is Sunday. If we will say that the day that is fasting is Shabbos and he only makes up for that day, he doesn't have to fast. But if we will say that the day is fasting is now in Sunday, now he's a Gadol. Now, the same question will be, let's see what Reb Chaim was asking to us. That when someone is sick, it's not only that he doesn't have to fast. Chazal will not metaken a fast if someone is sick. What is the hesda? Someone has a headache. Someone doesn't feel good. So he doesn't fast. Why? When someone doesn't feel good, he doesn't eat chazir. When someone doesn't feel good, he doesn't eat reif. So why, when someone doesn't feel good, he doesn't fast? It's a mitzvah that you're not to fast. So Reb Chaim explains, I'm the Gemara on Shoshanim. The Gemara says that this man that is a gzeira is a chiyuv to fast. When this amigdal should be built, there's no chiyuv to fast. Ein gzeira ve'ein shalom, like our man, rotsu misanim, rotsu ein misanim. It's up to the Klal Yisrael to decide if in our days they want to fast these tamesim. And the Gemara says, the kiblu alayu, Klal Yisrael or mekabel al pi chazal to fast in our days. So like Reb Chaim, when they were mekabel to fast, they were only mekabel to fast if you feel good. If you don't feel good, if you're sick, they were not mekabel the time. So Reb Chaim said, if someone is not feeling good, even if he's fasting, Reb Chaim said, he's not called fasting, he's just not eating. So Reb Chaim didn't want to give him aliyah. The aliyah you give to someone that is aliyah tainis, you give only to someone that is fasting. This guy, Reb Chaim said, he's not fasting, he's just not eating. So let's see Reb Chaim. And this day, the Ephraim discusses the Shiloh. Someone that was sick, he speaks about the Yoledes, the Gabi Tishabov, that Shaloch of the Yoledes doesn't fast till 30 days after the birth, Me'ika Rabin. Her 30 days finished in Shabbos. Sunday is 31. She has to fast, or she doesn't have to fast. So every Yoledes has to ask her off, what is her condition, what is her matzah. Abba Reb Chaim said that when someone is sick, he doesn't have a time. So someone was sick Shabbos. Now, someday he feels good. He has to fast, so he doesn't have to fast. I'd rather a person of Imachman is subject to fast. The question is if he could get Aliyah. The same Shaila is, if the kid that became a mitzvah Sunday could fast, has to fast, or doesn't have to fast. So, we don't have time now to go into all of the Marim Ekoimus, it's Avnei Nezer, I'll tell you that the Nezer in Hilchos Chelik Aleph Simen Tov Rofei Shuvas Marsham Shin Samach Beis Shuvas Divri Malkiel Simen Kuflamet the only topic Lemaisa the Iker Achroa is that the kid has to fast Sunday and the person that was sick has to fast. This is the Iker Aloche. But here will be an Eskimina. If you choishish to the Avdin Ezer, that says that you do not have to fast, at least in Shivos or Betamuz. At least in Shivos or Betamuz. So then you will not have to fast. We machriya lemaise, we choishish to the Shidus that he has to fast. But if a kid becomes Bar Mitzvah this Sunday, so for sure he will want to get Aliyah. There's hundreds of kids that are becoming Bar Mitzvah this Sunday, I found out. The hundreds of kids are becoming Bar Mitzvah this Sunday. So all of them for sure will get Aliyah and Lishul. Lefi, the Marsham, is good. They're fasting so they can get Aliyah. But Lefi, the Avni Mezer, they're not considered fasting. So if they will get Aliyah, Lechu'ure, they're not fasting. They're only not eating. And if someone is not fasting, could be he cannot get Aliyah because he's not in the parsha of the time. So the best answer for such a kid, again, it's only a chumrah, would be that Shabbos afternoon, he'll be mekabel on himself, the mincha, the tainis, so the mele he becomes in the parsha of the tainis, the mele he could get aliyah. Now, the Avnei Nezer brings down the two tzadim. One tzadi says, like we said, that it's a tashlumi. And the other side is that the time is removed. If the time is removed, for sure the kid has to fast Sunday. If it's a tashlumim, he doesn't have to. Why? He explains, it's not a tashlumim, only the pshat, because he had to fast, so he's mashlim. says, the Gemara says, when you have tashlumim is when you were chozi in the first day and you just couldn't do it, so you have a tashlumim. The cotton, while he was not chozi in Shabbos, he was not roi, the case is, the Gemara brings down, if someone was oile l'regel, and he's a bar kabayim, he can't walk, he's a chiger, and he's potter from the first day, and then the other days, he becomes that he could walk, he's oile l'regel. So the Gemara says, if it's tashlumim l'rishoin, he's potter mikoven reiyeh. Why? Because it's tashlumim l'rishoin, kevon de itche itche. So here also, kevon de itche itche. Again, there's much more to go into this shaila. I have to be mekatzer. And be'ezus Hashem, we'll be zaychetake, she'ibane be'is ha'migdosh b'imheiro b'yomeinu. And be'ezus Hashem, I had a rabbi, Rav Neiver, the Baal HaShmir Shabbosky, Ilchoso. And I would do shimush by him almost 20 years. And every time when someone came to ask a shaila on the 3 weeks, he would answer on the day. They would ask him, but if she has to fast, my wife has to fast on Tisha B'Av, my father has to fast on Tisha B'Av, he would tell me, I'm not answering to 2-3 days before, because I want to know, Shema Yibana Beis HaMikdosh, and will not be negat the Shaila. Be'ezus Hashem, we will be Zaychatake, Shibana Beis HaMikdosh, V'Nogil, V'Nosis, V'Nirkoid, Be'Zaysa Toiro, Be'ezus Hashem Yisboach.